Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. Today, we take a look at the Christmas in July initiative being spearheaded by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. And in our No Jamaica feature, we tell you a little bit about Jamaica's history with bananas. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Thanks for joining us. The Tourism and Entertainment Ministry is gearing up to host the Christmas in July Expo at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Friday, July 24, starting at 8 a.m. The event is aimed at connecting local producers with buyers and forms part of government's thrust to strengthen linkages between tourism and other industries. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the program will bring together local gift item producers and prospective buyers.
Christmas in July to bring together manufacturers and producers of local gift items with potential buyers from the corporate world and the tourism sector, so that more corporate Christmas gifts can in the future be acquired from local producers.
Over 80 local suppliers of authentic Jamaican gift items will display their products and services at the expo. Displays include souvenirs, processed foods, aromatherapy and spa, fine arts, desktop solutions, natural fibers, and decor. Project manager at the Tourism Linkages Hub, Carolyn McDonald Riley, says the exposition will provide local producers with the opportunity to access a wide array of markets.
We're talking about the tourism industry, meaning all of our tourism properties and attractions, all the embassies and missions, all the persons are responsible for corporate buying. So it's very expansive.
Mrs. MacDonald Riley says Christmas in July follows on the successful staging of two tourism linkages speed networking meetings in Montego Bay and Kingston earlier this year. The meetings entailed 15-minute sessions throughout the day-long events between executives of supply companies and managers of properties, restaurants, attractions, and other tourism entities. She says this event is another opportunity for local producers to expand their reach. Other entities involved in the planning of Christmas in July include the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association. Implementation specialist at the JBDC, Marie Cassily, says Christmas in July is an awesome opportunity for local producers as Jamaica stands to gain tremendously from the global gift and souvenir market.
This is a multi-billion dollar market internationally that is growing by leaps and bounds year after year. In fact, I don't think there is any other market niche that is growing as rapidly as the gift market. This initiative now is a stepping stone to a much larger push that is going to take us beyond corporate, beyond resort, into an export market.
Mrs. Cassily says the JBDC is therefore excited about working with the Tourism Ministry on this and several other initiatives.
We have had a few attempts at an early Christmas type offering, but none like this. We felt that this proposal from the Ministry of Tourism for a July event was right on target because we were getting to those buyers prior to their usual October buying decision-making.
Implementation specialist at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Marie Cassily. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. Did you know that Jamaica was the first commercial producer of bananas in the Western Hemisphere? Yup. From 1876 to 1929, it was the largest producer and exporter of bananas in the world. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I am Athalia Reynolds Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.